Yes, it's 8 to 9. The Opera House CEO, Louise Herron, is on the line. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Louise, people reading the Telegraph newspaper today on the front page will be saying, who the hell do you think you are? You don't own the Opera House. We own it. We own the Opera House. You don't have a right to fence it off.
Okay. So the Opera House is a World Heritage
Listed. Now, hang on. We know all that, Louise. We know that.
Hang on just a second. So we have a policy that protects our World Heritage status.
Oh, so they're going to damage it, are they? Hang on. We know all this stuff, Louise. We own the Opera House. Do you get that message? You don't. You manage it. And if you can't give the go-ahead for this to happen, to an event that's providing $100 million to the economy, delivering a tourism boom to Sydney, to send Sydney around the world, if I were Gladys Berejiklian, I'd pick up the phone and sack you today. Can you just answer one question, Louise? Is the Peter Vallandis request going to be accepted or not?
We have said yes to the Peter Vallandis request to put the colours of the horses, of the jockeys' colours on the sale. We have no problem with that. I spoke to Peter.
That means nothing.
What we won't do is put text or videos of horses running or horses' numbers or names or the Everest logo on the Opera House.
Why?
It's not a billboard.
Why?
It's not a billboard.
Who said? Who said? You. Who the hell do you? Hang on, Louise. Who do you think you are? This is a national.
Do you want to keep on sprouting at me?
Well, hang on. Out there, I tell you what. Out there, I'll tell you what they're saying. They're saying that you should go today. That's what they're saying. Ask the open line here and see the emails that are written to me. They say if this can't be approved, you should be sacked because you don't own the Opera House. To put colours alone means nothing. Peter Vallandis, I've brought back on the line. Peter Vallandis, will you please explain to Louise Herron that the colours on the Opera House would mean nothing?
Absolutely nothing. And Louise has been quite misleading. That's not our proposal. Our proposal was to do the barrier draw. You can't do a barrier draw without putting the horse's name and the number. And that's the whole idea of the promotion, is to beam that around the world by doing this in a unique landmark of Sydney.
Righto. Louise, can you answer that?
The Everest logo or not the Everest logo?
No, we already compromised to put the Everest trophy on there. We met those demands.
Just take one at a time. Louise says Everest logo, which you don't want. I can understand that, actually. But Peter has said, no, that's off. You'll put a cup or trophy up there.
Does the trophy say Everest cup on it?
I haven't even seen
a picture of the trophy. I got an email last night about that, but I haven't seen that. And I haven't heard you say that you didn't want the Everest logo on it. Because that was part of your plan last night, Louise.
With due respect, and I also and you were well aware.
Excuse me, say that again. What did you say?
I did tell you that we were not going to put the logo on there. That we just wanted to do the barrier draw. But you said you didn't say that.
Well,
I did. And the other thing you said is that you wouldn't allow you only would allow colours on the Opera House and nothing else. You didn't want to promote the Opera House.
That's consistent with what I heard you talking about Vivid. And so what happens at Vivid is that we have colours on the Opera House. It is an absolutely wonderful thing to do.
So you've never had the rugby union...
We were directed to put that on the sale. Why is racing being discriminated against?
So you were directed to promote rugby, but you can't promote a race. Louise, I'm sorry, I think you're out of your depth here, completely out of your depth. You should put your resignation on the table today. And if that doesn't happen, it's a test for Gladys Berejiklian. You don't run New South Wales, Louise. The government does. We don't elect you. We elect the government. Vallandis is making a perfectly reasonable request to sell Australia. You've got some time now to rethink this, Louise, and gain very significant support. There is none at the moment for what you're doing. None. I'll ask you again. One simple question, yes or no. Will you be accepting the promotion that Peter Vallandis is recommending?
So what exactly? I don't even know what he's recommending.
Okay, here we go, Peter. Righto, Peter.
She does know, Louise. I think you're being very misleading,
Louise.
Okay, go
on, Peter.
What we're recommending is we put the horse's colours, the horse's name, and the barrier that it draws onto the opera. It takes 5 minutes. Then there's an hour of light show in between that you requested that we've accommodated. But you can't do a barrier draw without numbers and names.
Okay, hang on. It's pretty simple. A barrier draw, numbers, names and colours on the Opera House. Yes or no, Louise?
It breaches the Opera House.
Yes or no?
It breaches the Opera House.
Okay, then I'm telling you I will be speaking to Gladys Berejiklian in about 3 minutes. And if you can't come to the party, Louise, you should lose your job. You are not the owner of the Opera House. You are managing it for all of us. It's an asset for all of us. And Volandis is trying to promote Australia, the Opera House, to the rest of the world, and it's good for the economy. So, Louise, I've run out of time, but you may be running out of time as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peter Volandis, keep me posted. We'll talk during the morning.
Thanks, Alan.
You're most welcome. 2 to 9. Domain.